Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Via Hemp, let's talk about it. Via Hemp offers THC and non-THC craft cannabis experiences. Now, I love a non-THC option when it comes to your overall wellness. I'm talking sleep aid, maybe anxiety if you have that. Well, that's where Via comes into play. And did you know even a non-THC option, if you're doing fertility or IVF, can be helpful? Look into that. Well, Via is incredible. You got to be 21 plus. You can get 15% off with my exclusive code TSFS when you go to ViaHemp, ViaHemp.com. They have all kinds of lifestyle products. And like I said, the best part is with the THC or without, so you don't have the buzzy. Don't you love my cannabis lingo? I mean, the buzzy. Anyway, you know, I'm unique. What can I say? Look, order now. You're going to love Via Hemp. Use the code TSFS to receive 15% off and a one-time free sample of their award-winning gummies, 21 plus. That's viahemp.com and use the code TSFS at checkout. Support the show. Tell them I sent you and enhance your everyday life with Via Hemp.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We have a monster announcement. Monster announcement. Do you want to say it? Do you want to say it? Because, honey, he has been working overtime. We have not even told you guys this on live on our podcast until today. But this man over the weekend, he has been messaging fans. He has been campaigning. You announce it.
Listen, we will sleep when we are dead. When you are dead, you sleep. I don't know. You know, I mean, you have two choices in the world. You sleep and you have a life, or you work and you make money. There's just two choices, okay? Well, Kevin O'Leary, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank on this very show. Go at his Instagram. He is 100%, he stands by this, that if you are an entrepreneur, you work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week and have no life. That's a statement. And I'm like, you're my favorite guest ever. Go. He's like, there's no way to do it otherwise. Okay, let's calm down, everyone. I have not taken speed, but we do have an announcement. I also flew to New York for the weekend and back. So you see
that
the difference.
Might be why. That might be.
You see the difference between LA David and New York David. I'm back in LA now, but New York riles you up. We have already sold tickets, even though we haven't formally announced this together, but we are doing a live podcast tour, but we're going to start with one. It's called the We Do Not Want to Leave Our House Pajamas Tour. Okay? Because, no, look at it. Really, the bottom line, Sarah, as you know, true story, we get asked individually. Let's be serious here for a minute. We get asked individually. We get asked together. We get asked to do live podcasts, a live tour. I've done it before at City Winery in New York. Many times you go here, we'll go to Boston, we'll go to Philly. And we get asked to do that. And we haven't been saying yes for a few reasons. I mean, I'm not going to blame it all on you. You have a family.
No, but exactly. You can blame it on, I don't care. I mean, I do. I have a family. I am always working. You guys know this who have followed us a long time. To have another baby. You know, I stopped IVF recently, but I always say to David, it's so hard for me to do that. I really want to interact with our amazing fans because this is one of the reasons I love you so much since we've partnered now over 2 years together. We have just developed, first of all, we've traded fan bases. You have this incredible loyal fan base that has now become mine and vice versa. And then we've attracted new fans who are like, I'm obsessed with your chemistry. I would love to meet you. So this is the opportunity. While I'm still, hopefully I'm pregnant. A listener of ours said Sarah's glowing. Hopefully she's pregnant. I'll find out soon. So, but we want to bring an experience to you guys in the comfort of your own room. Grab a cocktail. If you don't drink, grab a little ginger ale. Get your jammies on. And from 7 p.m. Eastern, by the way, Eastern Standard Time to 9:30-ish, we are doing a live podcast June 5th. It is a Wednesday night. You don't even need to leave your home, your office. If you can't wear your pajamas, it's fine. Just come. This is going to be very intimate. Tickets are limited. They're on our Eventbrite. You can find them both in the bio, on my Instagram, on my TikTok, on David's Instagram, on his story. I will show him how to put it in his bio.
I have a link tree in my bio. I don't have this on it, but I have been linking it. No, and also, you know, first of all, just so everyone knows, we're going to do the podcast just like this, a regular podcast, yes, whatever the hot topics are. Then we are going to do a Q&A, so you will pre-submit your question. We will pick, we can't do everyone's question. We're going to pick the questions. And then afterwards, if you buy a VIP ticket, which most people seem to be doing, we might have multiple VIP rooms. Afterwards, the VIP room will be much smaller. And in the VIP room, for whoever has bought a VIP ticket, there will be no pre-submitting your question. You need to pre-submit your question for the regular show.
General admission.
There's going to be a big and right. And then for the after show, there's no bars. There's no pleading the fifth. There's no writing the question ahead of time. When it is your turn to ask questions, now with the caveat that we have a limited time, so we may not get to everyone's questions, but we're really going to try to get to every single person's questions. And nothing is off limits. So whatever you would like to ask in that room, I mean, let your mind go wild. So apparently that advertisement has intrigued our listeners here. And we're not pleading the fifth. We will not be pleading the fifth. So we have to answer every single question. So whatever dirt and drama and you guys, I think we're going to get heckled. Whatever you want to go for the jugular. No, and even our producer, I had to reach out to her last night and be like, you know, you can ask the question and then we're going to answer it. But then, you know, we have to move on. Like, we can't just stay here and get heckled all day. We have a producer. This is a very serious operation here, guys. But ask us whatever you want. So whatever you think you want to ask that we don't like to answer, and you can let your mind go anywhere it wants. I know you are all shady motherfuckers. So it's going to be shady in the Q&A and the VIP, but that's where, ask whatever you want. And, you know, we joke, Sarah, it is a pajama tour because we're going to be home. We're going to wear our best pajamas. We're going to have a contest. But Sarah does say things like, you know, I have a social life and I'm out all the time. And she likes to. The bottom line is when I say that I don't want to leave my house, I truly mean it. And by the way, so this week, it also is that. Because, like, you heard me panic last week about, like, does Eventbrite work out of the States? This really is for everyone. We have a huge fan base in Australia. Yeah. We love our Aussies. You guys appreciate our just deranged sense of humor. We're big in Scotland. We're big in Ireland. We're big in Canada. So it's like this will allow the entire world that would like to buy a ticket to this event. And we will then do another one if this goes well. Let's see how this one goes.
It's going to go very well.
Yes.
But $15 general admission. The general admission, as David mentioned, will be 7 to about 8:15-ish. And then if you don't get your VIP, you are booted. And our VIPers stick around and they get AMA. They get to hang out with us. We do Zoom photos. The whole deal. Refresh your cocktail.
It's your time.
It's your time. I'm excited because you get to see David in a different, fun, relaxed life. I don't know. He's on speed. Can you imagine working for him at Martha Stewart like this? Oy vey. Anyway, so, you know, he's so sweet in real life. So you're going to have this very intimate experience. But tickets are going to sell out. We are limiting this because we didn't want 400 people on Zoom, even though we know we could do that. But this is very limited. So go to Eventbrite. It is called We Do Not Want to Leave Our House Pajama Tour. Get your tickets. You'll find the link everywhere. We'll be blasting it out. And then June 5th, we'll see you at 7 p.m. Eastern. And after we do this, because people are already saying, well, that's 4 o'clock West Coast, and I live in Australia at 7 a.m. Well, this is our first one. Get up at 7 a.m. for our Australia
we
friends.
We had to pick some time. Not good for everyone, no matter what time we picked. Mind you, I'm in L.A. now, just right back from New York. I don't know. None of you work past 4 o'clock anyway here. I like work in the common area downstairs. Oh, they come. My neighbors, we're all working together. We work. By 2 o'clock, the thing is like empty. People work. Let's stop working here in LA at 2.
I like
time to get high.
I like when I came over to your house. Who is the guy that is, he walks your lobby and all the, is he security or is he a resident? He looked to me like a resident. He was getting coffee. He was getting snacks. And he just wandered the entire time we were there. He never did any work. Do you know which guy I'm talking about? He had a hat on.
I think that's our handyman.
Oh, really? He looked very chic. He did not look like a handyman. He was a very styled, super manicured, and he just got coffee.
I think my friend Francisco, he's one of them that works down there with me, talks about how hard he works. Oh, we're the workers of the building. And it's like, okay. It's 12:01. Yes, he's got there at like 6 a.m. I mean, I guess that's a 6-hour day. I do the 5 a.m. to like 7 p.m. I think a 14-hour day is appropriate. So... yeah, I think you're talking about Francisco.
Okay, well,
but we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun, guys. So let's do it. People have been asking for this. I'm thrilled we're doing it this way. I mean, my touring manager is not happy. But, you know, this will involve the entire world of you. Anyone can buy a ticket. And Sarah does not have to leave her family. And quite frankly, I don't want to go do these other dates on my own in person. I mean, I love everyone. Come up to me in person. Let's talk. But it's different when you're doing it live. It's just, it's not my favorite thing.
Look, this is going to be great. You guys
flattered to be asked, but I'm glad we're doing it this way.
And we're going to, you know, you can chat the whole time. You can be in the chat room. And I think, too, the best part is lots of times I've seen over the years, fans of mine, I'm sure this happens to you, end up becoming friends in real life because you all have a common interest of, oh, my God, I listened to Behind the Velvet Rope. I listened to the Sarah Fraser show. I love the two of them together. You meet somebody in the chat. You find out they're from, you know, Texas as well. And then y'all are friends. So it's going to be a good night. Yeah.
You know, I've said this before. I've only been drunk one time on air with Catherine Edwards. We recapped the whole Beverly Hills reunion. And the last episode, Catherine loves her martinis as much as me. We had a little, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, I was fucking drunk during this episode. So, you know, this is a night. This is, you know, we're going to be drinking here. We're going to be drinking. So this might be a different show altogether. I will drink. I actually didn't really drink during my live shows at City Winery. I drank one martini, but like mostly coffee. I'll be drinking, okay? There. Some of that make everyone happy. So God only knows what we're going to get.
Oh, God. It'll be so shady. I've seen some people already message us questions. It's like they're VIPers. They've already purchased the VIP tickets, but they want, it's going to be so messy.
Oh, God. I can guess where the questions are going, at least for me. And I would rather not answer any questions. Here we are.
I know. And, I just feel like people are going to afterwards, they're going to go to Reddit. But I've already got one question for us that I'm trying to think of. It's about guests, our worst guests that we've ever had. And no, mine is current. Mine is a current one. She's actually horrible. That's all I'll say. And then I'll tell you who exactly it is on the,
we have to answer
on the show. And, she doesn't even know how bad she is, but anyway. Ugh.
Oh God. Well, there you go. So that's the type of that's wait, I mean, I'll be happy to answer that. I was just thinking, I mean, this could be anything. This could be anything. So I'm excited we're doing it. So buy your tickets. We'll put up a thing on our stories. And we have not announced until today, but tickets have actually already been selling just from us putting it on our story. So thank you. We have a producer involved. This is, this is our producer, Stephanie. She's like, when she checks in, she's like, you sold this many tickets. I'm like, wow.
I knew
That's
you.
when I
I
started
think you sure.
cracking the whip this weekend with Sarah. I'm like, oh my God, what are we going to do? And how many VIPs? We have to have a second room. And I just,
You guys, hopefully Stephanie doesn't quit before the live show. That'd be something. He is. You should see the trail of emails for her. I
But I'm
really.
very nice. I'm very nice. It's just, at 3 a.m. when I have five things we need to go over, you do get an email from me at 3 a.m. But it is what it is.
Y'all. The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it up into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu. How ironic! I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller-driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcast, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy. Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO.
Can I say something?
Yes, go.
Well, did you see this blind item? I think it's from your friend Dukes a moi. Dumois. Apparently someone rode in or someone ran into, this is all developing story. In the 3 days it is from recording this to you guys hearing this, it might be released. But someone apparently ran into Morgan Wade. This isn't even on our list of things to talk about. I just saw it. And she
Okay.
was in Illinois. And I guess they asked her now. I mean, there's a lot of holes in this story, but I guess they asked her how Kyle was doing. Now we know Miss Wade is not the, I'm not the most media savvy over here. And apparently Morgan said, because if you ask Kyle about that, she would say, like, have a nice day and wave. Apparently Morgan said, I don't know, I haven't talked to her in a while. I haven't talked to her in months. That's apparently what Morgan said. And now people are also saying, well, we had Stagecoach. It's not enough that we had this Coachella business. Now we have Stagecoach that she was with Mo and Kyle were at Stagecoach together, which we saw the picture, right? I don't know if you saw this picture, but I mean, I think one thing has nothing to do with the other. I mean, they are friends. They technically live together. So I don't, they weren't making out. Like his arm was around her, wasn't. So I don't really think anything, but Sarah's, people are now saying she was at Stagecoach with Mo, his arm was around her. And Morgan, apparently on the streets of Illinois, somewhere where she's playing a gig, said, I have no idea how Collins haven't talked to her in months.
Oh, my God. We do believe- not break my wannabe lesbian heart. Are you kidding? You better be kidding. Do we think this has any credibility?
Are they done so?
I would be devastated. But wait. Am I missing this? Wasn't it just, was Morgan? No, I guess Morgan wasn't at Coachella, right? And because Coachella was just a couple weeks ago, and neither, and Kyle was there, but she was with Kesha and no Morgan.
She was with niece Paris Hilton and Kesha and no Morgan. So, and now she's at Stagecoach again. More power to all of you. Again, come to the We Don't Want to Leave Our House pajama tour. Who are you people over the age of 21 that have the energy to go from two weekends and weeks of Coachella and then go right to Stagecoach? Oh my God.
You could do it. You could do it.
I guess I could do it, but I don't want to do it.
You could do it. You could do it. It, you know, like you get out, you go, it's only like 2 hours from LA, you know?
Just fly to New York for 48 hours. Ugh. So I guess I can do it. You're right.
Yeah. Oh my God. You go out in the sun, you do a bunch of mushrooms and edibles and you listen to the music.
Walk around in mud.
No, they're in the VIP. There's no mud. You're not going to, it's not like you're going to go in, you know, regular admissions. I mean, please, you're going to be there.
There's a lot of people there. And then what, you listen to some music? I mean, it just seems horrible to me.
You go to different stages and you listen to the, I don't know. We used to have to work.
More shrooms.
We always, when I was in radio, we always had to work like Lollapalooza, and there was something other palooza that was always on the East Coast. I can't think of it, what it was. Anyhow, I think it was around St. Patrick's
Day. On Randall
Day.
Island? There was something on Randall Island in New York.
Anyway, I don't know. I never spent the night there. I just couldn't, but, you know. I mean,
more power to you kids. But apparently, so are Kyle and Morgan Donzo.
I could see it. I do not think that Morgan was ever that into her. I think Morgan loved the idea. Kyle was infatuated. I mean, madly, madly in love. That episode that was so beautiful that honored Loreen. I mean, Kyle is organizing the whole memorial, and then Morgan starts strumming the guitar, and she has to stop everything. She's just—it's like a moth to a flame. But I never got the vibe that Morgan was all that. Again, you're seeing them in small moments, you know. And certainly that red carpet photo where Morgan's like tapping her butt, you know. I mean, that looked, they were into each other. So what do I know? But I will be devastated. In my mind, these two are already together. Like, we were going to get this, you know, lesbian fairy tale on RHOBH. But I could see, I think for Kyle, there's so many things there, don't you? There's so much. I just, even though being gay is completely fine now, everybody accepts it. I feel like nobody has an issue with anyone being gay. Some people do.
You don't?
I always say, you tell me this all the time. The world hates
the gays.
Oh, yeah.
The world hates the gays.
Well, I feel like the world hates the trans people, but I didn't realize.
The world hates the trans people even more.
Okay, so maybe you're right. You always tell me.
I think there's a lot of people that live in a older society, and they hate us more. I mean, you know, they hate us more than you think.
Well, to that point, Beverly
Hills. It's not nice.
Beverly Hills is old school. You know, Beverly Hills is old school. It's old. It's conservative, usually. So I don't know. I just think to myself, could she really do it? Or do you think she is part of that old school where she could, like, they've done it?
Is this Kyle's way of saying, you gave me an ultimatum and I ain't showing you nothing? And Morgan, is this a secret breakup? Madly in love, and she's like, oh, you're giving me an ultimatum, which, mind you, no one is fucking firing Kyle Richards, but you're giving me an ultimatum, show Morgan or I'm in jeopardy. Guess what? There is no Morgan. We're over. And Morgan's like, thank you, darling. I'm not going on that crazy show because my music is serious. And I go, And then they're like sneaking around at night and getting down.
I think so.
Cameras?
I think so. What do you think? I feel like they're Chateau Marmont, which is notoriously no cameras. You take a picture, you're banned for life.
Let me tell you about Chateau Marmont. I had this Barbara Kay. You know that Barbara Kay from Roni?
Yeah, I love her. She's my lesbian crush. I love Barbara. Give that woman a hammer. She can build a house. Like, I love it.
Okay. Well, Miss Kay visited me here in sunny Los Angeles probably like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. She did not stay with me. She did the Four Seasons. Oh, she's another one. Coachella. Barb, are you fucking serious? But you could see Barb at Coachella. So Barb said, we're going to dinner at Chateau Marmont. We go. We pull up. We walk in. She's so excited. We need to take pictures together. I'm like, listen, girlfriend, I'd love to take a picture with you, but I don't think here is the time and place to do it. She's from New York. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, Barb, no, I don't know for sure because I forget, but I don't think that you can take a picture here at Chateau Marmont. I've never, what do you mean? I'm going to take my phone out and we're going to take it. Barb, I don't think you're allowed to take your phone out here. She's not from LA. She's never heard such a thing. We're taking pictures, pulls out the phone, selfies with David from behind the velvet rope. And Barb, our waiter came over and said, I'm going to take your order now and we're not going to take your phone or anything. But ma'am, we don't allow pictures. So you have yourself very condescending. You have your selfies. We hope you enjoy your selfies, but those will be your last selfies of the evening, ma'am. And he leaves the table. And I said, see what I told you, girl.
Usually when you walk in, the time that I went, I walked into Chateau Marmont and there is Kanye West and Bianca Sissoni, however you say her last name, sitting holding court in this one area and just every bit the movie star. I was like, oh! I had all I could do because they were sitting by themselves. Now, I'm sure there was probably security lurking, but I almost went over and said, would you be interested in a podcast interview on the Sarah Fraser show?
Honey, Kanye is a good one. Kanye would be.
Is he? He'd be Everybody says he's a total anti-Semite and gives
a
horrible interview.
That's why he would be. He'd be like a great interview because he'd be so like combative. That's a good one.
But then you gotta make the choice. Would you air a interview? I mean, this is like Bill Maher said. Bill Maher just recently sat down with him, then he wouldn't air it because he's such an anti-Semite. He said, no way, I'll never. Would you, I mean, are you gonna air something like that? He goes off in the world that we're in?
I mean, that's actually one of our questions for the Q&A.
All right, don't answer it. I'll say if I would air an anti-Semite.
No, they didn't ask that. They said, have you ever done an interview so bad that you wouldn't air it? So that was one of the questions, too, that popped up from our Stephanie, our producer. So there you go. I don't know what was my point about
Chateau Marmont. Yeah, it's very secretive. We don't know. Where do Morgan and Kyle go now?
Now, Lisa Vanderpump has weighed in, by the way, and said that she doesn't care who is munching on Kyle's stuff. But really, I think that's a direct quote from Vanderpump. She said, I don't care who's munching Kyle. She used those words. Not me.
Well, I mean, I've also read that they're starting to film this month, RHOBH.
Well, we're recording this in April, two days before May. It's okay. May when the kids hear this. Where is the April recording? They said April. It's not going to be April.
Well, I think they had shakeups. Okay, tell me. You know, the report was this past week that Dorit is gone. What do you think?
My sources, as of the recording of this 3 days before you're listening to this, are that's not 100% confirmed just yet with Ms. Kemsley leaving. Here's the thing. I feel like where there's smoke, there's fire, right? Like, where is all this coming from? Like, right, like, you know, we had the Robin Dixon smoke, which obviously she was being fired, and then she was. So I'm tending to come around and believe it, maybe.
You think Nick is gone, too? Because, see, I just had our friend Carlos King on Reality with the King. He says he doesn't think NECA is gone. Because what was the point? He thinks that, you know, we barely got to know her. everything was overshadowed by this flop of a Robin Dixon, Juan Dixon cheating scandal. And he thinks NECA returns. He thinks she gets one more season. And he also told me, which you can listen to the interview, it's up right now on the Sarah Fraser Show, he also says he thinks RHOP, which I think you and I now have come to the agreement, gets one more season, one more shot. It is make or break in the P. If they can bring it this season with Giselle and Karen and Ms. Darby and Mia and NECA, and he says it's the Mia Thornton show, that it's all on Mia. If Mia,
he's always said that he loves Mia, but don't forget we also have another cast member, the professor. We all seem to forget there's a professor. I see what Carlos is saying. Confirmed yet that NECA is gone either, according to my, it's not a confirmed thing. Same thing with Dorit. I mean, what was the point? Well, what was the point of bringing on Diana Jenkins for a season? Yeah, you're all going to say she went crazy and had bots. What was the point of having Anne Marie on for a season? What, everyone's going to say there's these allegations against her husband and that's why she lost her job? I think you could easily lose your job within one season. I didn't think NECA was so bad, but I do think the P is at the end of its rope. I do. I told you, I heard from a very reliable source that season four of Salt Lake Housewives, they were told, this is it. This is your last season. We're losing Jen Shah. The ratings suck anyway. We don't know what to do. Figure it out. Have a great season, but this is your last season.
Oh, bless and you.
It's bless like a cough.
You. Oh, sorry. And,
everyone needs to get Astepro for their allergies. Astepro and go. But they pulled it together with Von Teese. Now she's fired. I think Potomac is probably on its last leg, yeah.
Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12, and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavored. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of 5-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
But so Dorit's not confirmed that it's the end, and so
I think Dorit lives one more season.
Yes,
because I think, you know, here at the reunions, you know, for the very first time, although they claim now they weren't that close anyway, but you know, you do see this division between Kyle and Dorit, who were besties and very united. And I think now we've had Dorit versus Sutton and Garcelle. Okay. They don't want that timeline. They don't want that rivalry anymore because they don't want racism brought in, period, end of story. The audience hates it. The audience doesn't. I don't care. I'll just say they just don't want it. Okay. You and I know this from actual producers that work there that say this. So
it's too much. They don't want real alcoholism.
Dark. They don't want,
Kim Richards checking into AA. They want none of this.
None of that. None of it. So I think they, you know, Kyle and Kathy, Kathy is definitely coming back to some capacity. If Kyle and Kath are united and they have enemies, whether it's Mo and Dorit, whether it's just Dorit, I think that I think people want that. They almost want these sisters to come together and have this season. So I think they need Dorit as the enemy. Dorit's bringing on this alleged friend that we talked about who's really stunning.
So but
what?
I mean, I know everyone's going to say that Kathy and Sutton have lunch and they're friends. They are friends. Kathy and Sutton are friends. They truly are. But see, I think that producers, oh God, Kathy has learned nothing. She's learned nothing, this Kathy Hilton.
What?
It's like they did you so well. They did her so dirty the first time around. See, I think, and Kathy is definitely back. That's from a very reliable source, as you have a very reliable source. I think as a friend, I think they're bringing Kathy on to do her dirty again. Because I think maybe Sutton and Kyle will continue their divide. And guess what? Guess who Kathy's going to choose this time around? She ain't parted ways with us. And we're going to have two Hilton sisters. What? It's going to be very awkward for Kathy. And she's going to have to speak up for her sister Kyle, because we ain't repeating that from 2 years. Look, I really think I think they had a very controlling mother. But I think a majority of problems between Kathy and Kyle were because of this diddler and daddler, Mo. We know Mo liked to diddle and daddle. Now, I don't think the problem was over Mo's diddling and daddling. I think it was that he, you know, allegedly all the files in the middle of the night and said, peace out, Hilton and Highland, and I'm taking my people and starting the agency. So I think all of this, I think Kathy is like a pig in shit that, you know, Kyle is divorcing the diddler and the daddler. And I think now Kathy is like, I love my sister, because now maybe I can control her a little more because she's getting rid of, you know, the problem in the family. And I don't think Kathy is, Kathy Hilton doesn't forgive in her Valentino.
Oh, I love my
sure cat. So I think she's like, well, justice for Rick Hilton, love of my life, because Mo is being kicked to the curb. And that's what you get for leaving Hilton and Highland to start the agency. And by the way, all of this is alleged. I mean, he did start the agency. There are some things that he alleged, and, you know, well, it's not even alleged. Everyone says, you know, he took his team. Kyle says, you know, but he had a team. It was the Umansky team. So he didn't steal agents. He just took his team.
It happens regardless. All the time. It happens. It just doesn't, it's just rarer because it's family, right? And it did create a divide, clearly. And, you know, Paris even weighed in, and just Mo is such a moocher, and using her good father's name, and there you have it. So it's going to be a good, I hope it's going to be a good season. You know, I mean, Sutton is the best, so I'm ready for some Sutton.
But in what world are we living that RHOP is gearing up, apparently, to film? And I don't even know if that's happening right away. You know, there's all these things. It's like, well, I mean, it's happening. But where is Beverly Hills? I mean, how is RHOP coming back before Atlanta? Like, what world are we living in?
No, and Atlanta still isn't resolved. I mean, we have a few people.
Close.
Right, but we don't even have. I could see RHOP coming back before Atlanta. Because
it's going to.
Yeah.
Atlanta will have been off for like a year and a half by the time it comes back. It's going to be 2025. I mean, I just think like they know Portia's back. Kenya's in. I believe Drew is in. I mean, there's these rumors that Sheree is in. I also don't believe that. But I just think, I think it's New York City that is causing a lot of these problems with Atlanta, because I think the network has the PTSD of when they had two newbies, season two, McSweeney, you guys call her Leah McSweeney, I call her McSweeney, season two, McSweeney, and season one, my good friend, Ebony K. Williams, class act. I will not say anything bad about Ebony on this podcast because she is my friend. And I don't think she did anything wrong. I think y'all went cuckoo. But they had these two newbies, and then they had the old G's, older women, Ramona, and then that didn't work. And I think they're sitting there and trying to, how are Portia and Kenya going to assimilate with 33-year-old influencers in Atlanta?
Easily. Yes, they're like on that vibe. You think like Portia's—
without like overshadowing them, like it's an ensemble show, everyone gets a say.
Yeah.
Is that gonna work?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I think 100%. I think the problem is, you know, they've got to have that it factor. You know, they have to have that Nene Kim dynamic, right? Which checks so many boxes. I mean, it was crazy. It was, you know, Kim had that, you know, that, who was he? What was his name? Big Papa. Big Papa. I mean, it served everything. The
close your legs to marry men, you trash box.
You know, they have to have that. If they've got to have that Vontis moment. And I don't know. It's awfully hard to recreate. I don't know. I know they're searching for it as we speak. They're searching for those women that can bring it, that have depth, that have stuff going on, that have messiness. And Atlanta, I think, is a great place to find it, because I think people are like, here in LA, they're willing to be on camera. They're willing to expose themselves. But I think Portia and Kenya, they are smart enough to know the game, right? They're smart enough to, whoever it is, they're going to play the game. They're going to play along with it. But I think it's just a matter, can you find those women? Can you get lucky like you did with Vontis and keep it going?
And by the way, I'm actually happy about this, because we've rushed so many seasons and then they're horrible. So like, I do feel like they're doing that with Potomac a little too much. Like, I would rather have them just slow down Atlanta and try to, if you don't feel the chemistry, producers, guess what? We ain't going to feel it either. So take a few more days, months to pause it out, which makes me shocked that Potomac is so vastly moving ahead. I guess it was clear we were fine. I think it was clear we were firing Robin from day one. And now Candace did that. So
I think they would have, if Robin and Juan had brought it, even if Robin and Juan had gone on camera and Robin went, you know what? Yeah. I mean, I just talked to Carlos about this. We were in agreement. Like, if Robin had just come on and said, yeah, you know what? He could be fooling around. I don't care. We've been together since we were, he diddles and daddles. We've been together since we were 17. We're going to die together. And yeah. You know, he definitely, and I don't care. I'm busy doing my hats and the boy, my sons. I think everyone would have been like, okay, Juan's trash, but all right, we get it. You know, and that would have been the storyline. And Juan, like if Juan just showed up and he's like, yeah, you know what? I was hanging out with this chick and was it poor judgment? Yeah, but Robin and people have arrangements like that in their marriages, every state in this country. Okay,
well,
so
Mia and Ashley are very open about their— Ashley's very open about her marriage.
Yeah, she and Michael had threesomes for years prior to the boys. So I think people would have got it, but they didn't. They wouldn't do that. And I don't know. Maybe Juan has another job lined up, so they were like, to hell with it. We'll just be off TV. And I don't know. I don't know how they're going to make—
well, guess what?
They were making insane money, but maybe
that's what I was going to say. I don't know how much the other job was, but Ashley was probably way up there.
Robin
in season
was,
eight?
According to Carlos, Robin was around 700,000.
Yeah, a season. That's what I would have said.
You ain't gonna make that. I mean, maybe she's making that from her hats. I don't know. And I think they bought a Glow, G-L-O, skincare studio in the D.C. region, which is all about, you know, aesthetic. You can get Botox and all that stuff there. But you know how hard it is to run a brick and mortar. It's a grind.
Listen, I was excited about Salt Lake Housewives season 4, like 1 out of 10. I would say that, and they look what they did. They, you know, so I'm excited for the new season of Potomac, 1 out of 10 at this point. Now Kiana Stewart is apparently coming back. You apparently know this person that there apparently is going to be cast.
I worked with Stacey Rush at Fox 5 Stacey DC. Rush. Stacey Rush.
Okay. Talk to us.
Oh, Stacey Rush. Well, here's what I know. So Stacey Rush is allegedly cast as she is a DC socialite for sure. She has a beautiful daughter. Now, she has worked at multiple television stations. So she worked at Fox 5 DC as a traffic reporter briefly. It did not work out. Then she went over to, I believe, ABC 7. I don't think that they thought, I don't have any knowledge of this, but it was a very short stint. I just don't think she's a good TV reporter, that she was a good TV or traffic reporter. I think that is why.
Did she confuse the lines?
Yeah, probably. I can't remember if it was that or I think you just have to, you got to be really, you know, to be a reporter, you've got, maybe like this is a better role for her. You know, she's always been so very, very, very sweet. So that's my thing. Can she bring it and be messy? She was never, you know, very sweet, very messy. But like, to be a journalist, to be a traffic reporter, you got to kind of be on your ish and you've got to be like serious and collected. And I think it didn't last long. So clearly there was something wrong there. They didn't like the delivery. And then I think she
was
worked
she
for
late
ABC
to work?
7. Oh.
Was she late to work? Drunk all the time at work?
No. But she worked for ABC 7's Good Morning America. It didn't work there as an anchor and reporter.
Terminated.
QVC, she was a QVCer, longtime host, and she had her own dedicated hour on QVC. I don't watch QVC,
That's very hard. Lisa Ritter will tell you about that. It's very hard. At QVC, you better sell or you're out. Like, there's no, my friend Melissa Rivers can tell you about that. I'm going to Melissa's house tomorrow. Got to record. It's been a minute since we had Melissa. QVC's no joke, so you got to be on your feet. So she must have sold product. Was it her own product or she was just
She had
host
her dedicated hour on QVC, but why did it end? Who leaves QVC?
Ooh, maybe she, and you don't think
I don't know. I mean, but isn't that like a company? Now, she was a host. She didn't have her own product. So maybe that's why you leave, because maybe she got married to her husband. They had a child. She didn't want to leave. I think QVC shoots like way out in Pennsylvania and then in, although that's Pennsylvania is not far from DC.
Good with the, like you said, she wasn't quick on her feet. You got it live TV, honey.
Look, reporter and host, she had 2 gigs and it didn't work out. That to me, you're probably, it's just not, that's not a good fit for you. So I hope this is a good fit. Because actually, when I saw that, I was like, oh, I think she could be good. I think she could be good because she didn't work as a serious journalist. It wasn't it.
Well.
Because it's hard to get fired from both those places. I'm just going to say.
Well, I mean, Wendy was a professor.
As someone I've worked at Fox 5. I worked at Fox 5 DC for 13 years. I mean.
They don't fire
And I ain't the
people.
Brightest light bulb. But, you know, they kept
me on.
Did
you fuck up every day, Sarah? And yet they said, we're just going to keep that Sarah Fraser.
What did I do? I fucked up once. They weren't happy. I made a flyer, I think, and I was putting it around town with my cell phone number on it to get a scoop on a murder. And they were like, you don't do this as a reporter. You go. I was like, oh, it seemed like blanket marketing to me. They were like, no.
Because, I mean,
it's not
could, the murder, could the murderer have called and met you and said, you're investigating our murder? Guess what? Thank you for meeting us in the middle of nowhere for this cup of coffee. The doors are locked in the car, Sarah. We're not going anywhere.
They were pretty pissed about that one. They were like,
don't you worry about taking your flyers down. We're going to take them down for you. But first, we have a few things to do to you. Now, see this meat cleaver in the backseat?
This is the other, I don't know that she did this, but I will say in my 13 years, I watched a lot of people do this. People now in media think they're worth a lot of money, and they're not. Ooh. The days of, I don't care if it's a local news station. I don't care if it's Good Morning America anymore. I don't care if it's Access Hollywood, all right? Which I have inside knowledge about that. The days of going and working there and making 700, 800, a million, they do not exist. Mario Lopez has that last gig, and it will die with Mario.
I was just going to say, we have an exception. He was on the Behind the Velvet Rope podcast. His name is Lopez, Mario. Yep.
But he's the last.
He's the last, and 100%.
Most of the time, in my 13 years at Fox 5 DC, I was always unionized. We always got a raise every year, but I never pushed it. I was always a contributor as well, so I could come and go, and I had a lot more freedoms than other people, which was important to me because I was building my business. But I, over the years, I saw a lot of people take jobs there. And after a year, when their contract was up, they would bring in their big agent, and they would want all these things, and they would really think that they were worth it. And time and time again, I saw them exited lovely.
You lose the job, yeah. We'll get someone else.
And the agents, you know, I think the agents are wise to it now, but the agents used to blow up smoke up these beautiful women's asses that they were worth 400, 500. It's never going to happen.
Well, look at like Mary Hart back in the day in entertainment. So you had people, but it's Lopez is the last one. I mean, you and I mean, this is one of my very good friends. You've met him through me. But my friend is the executive producer number one on the call sheet of the E! Nightly News. I mean, we do not talk. Trust me. But where is Adrienne Bayon from the Cheetah Girls? She's not there. And Kelty Knight is in, who both Adrienne and Kelty were on this podcast. But I don't know. We started with Adrienne and Kelty was part of it. Now we just have Kelty. Sounds like a contract dispute to me. No, I do not ask this because you've met my friend and I would be like, you think I run the show? Please. I'm no.
I've met him.
He would take my head and shove it in. He would be like, bitch, don't ever ask me a question like that again. But go on.
You two are two peas in a pod. But let me just be clear here. I do not know that that is the case with her. And her husband has been the head of Audi in Northern Virginia for a very long time. Makes a lot of money. So maybe it was more she looked at the salaries they were offering. I make it sound like they didn't want her. Maybe she looked at the salaries they were offering and was like, well, this is peanuts. I'm not doing this. I might as well be a stay-at-home mom. I can build my own blog, I have no idea. But I'm just saying she did not last at these two gigs. And these places are, if you want to stay there and you're okay with what they're willing to pay, they usually, you stay for a long time. That's all I'm saying. I don't know.
What?
So we'll find out. But I've met her numerous times in person. Stunning, stunning, stunning. Extremely sweet. Love to see her be nasty. Gorgeous daughter. Handsome husband. They do a lot of philanthropic work. I'd love to see her. I just really, really, really. But I would love to know. I want to hear her story on the show, why those gigs didn't work out.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
Well, I was just going to say, you may not know for sure. The same way I don't know for sure why Mo the Diddler and Dadler, rumors are, is no longer at Hilton and Highland. But you know what? If she is cast in The Real Housewives of Potomac and she is on the show, all these lovely listeners are going to know. Because you know what? They find things out. So whatever the fine print was of whatever she tells us on the show, Sarah, darling, that you're so anxious to hear her say, these listeners will find out the real reason why Miss Walsh is not at these gigs anymore. Because
Stacey Rush, isn't it Rush or is it?
Stacey Rush. I said Rush. Okay, we don't know her yet. You know what?
I love it though.
You know what, Sarah? They come after you for mispronouncing the names. Well, today, come after me. Come after me, people.
I hope she comes out guns a-blazin'. A blazing for me. She is stunning. And I've just never seen her be nasty. She never had attitude at Fox. And I'm going to be quite honest. There are some people who've gone on to bigger Fox gigs or other gigs, and they are real CUs. But she was never one of them. And so I'd love, I want to see him.
Well, she's in the lion's den now, so you're going to see a different side of her. You know who's not going to like her?
Because
she's gorgeous.
Oh, wait, don't we have to wrap up? Okay, tell me. And then don't we have to
wrap up? We have to wrap. The one person who's not going to like her because she's so gorgeous is Jizz. We got the Jizzster. I bet you Jizzster comes for her. And this is what we need. We need no Robin, and we need like a newbie to just look and be like, who the hell are you? We know nothing about you after 8 seasons. I bet you Giselle is going to not be thrilled with this gorgeous Stacey Rush. Both of them. Keanu Stewart's really pretty too. Apparently, and I agree, we don't know this yet. We don't know about Doree. Let's give it a day or two. We might by this podcast on Thursday. We do have to wrap up.
And Stacey really has money, I think. I think she legit has money. So Jizzy won't like that. And Kierna is going to be amazing. Amazing. So shady, so messy. So, so good. She gives me the future of Portia. She gives me a future Portia Williams vibe. Because I just, Giselle has given me, it's so stale. I'm sorry. Even I love Karen, but, and I know the Grand Dame sort of, I think, keeps it together, but. I don't know. What did the Grand Dame do?
Except for
when
she's driving into a fucking tree and taking down the damn tree.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, that's right. She's going to be in rehab. So that'll be good. Okay, that'll be good.
She drove into a tree, Sarah.
Mia's good.
She's trying to take the fucking tree out.
I like that. I like the professor, but I don't know.
You do? Before we go, I will say, we'll talk more about Jackson Brady next time. And I want to talk about Sonia's townhouse next time. But for all my ragging on the professor, I have to say, I thought Wendy and Ashley both looked drop-dead gorgeous at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Wendy's dress, to me, was, I mean, wow. Same thing with Ashley.
Yeah, she looked amazing. Wendy is beautiful. That, to me, would have been a great reunion look.
Yes, this dress is just gorgeous.
Yeah,
Wendy looks gorgeous. I've liked a lot of her reunion looks. Ashley, it's like the best we've ever seen Ashley.
Well, she's the best body.
A little too much skin, Ashley. A little too much skin for the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Oh, she does have a great body. Are you kidding? They're all sluts and whores in D.C. Give me a fucking break. This is like
They're
absolute whores on Capitol Hill. Give me a break. Every single one of them has herpes.
Disclaimer. Let's put a disclaimer
allegedly,
on this episode.
Allegedly. And I dropped no names, darling. No names.
I know. There's no
suit today.
I
lived there for 15 years with lots of lobbyists and, oh, please. Ugh.
And they have horrible fashion, D.C.
And had sex on that note. On a low note. Yes. Well, I'll tell you that story later.
Oh, God. All right. Tell me later. I mean, I'd love to talk all day. I'm going to see you very soon now. Love you much.
Love you, Gorge.
Talk to you
next time. Bye.
Bye.